Have you ever found yourself wanting to give up when things don't happen as quick as you'd like them to? I know I can raise my hand and say yes. There have been moments when things just don't go as fast as I'd like them to that begins to basically make me question, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And why is it not happening at this time that I thought it should? Today on this Truth Talk with me, your host, Jessica Hoddle, I wanted to talk about fast food Christianity. Now, I heard my pastor say this one line during an entire sermon. It was just this one little three-word sentence that he said, fast food Christianity. And I knew that I wanted to talk about this because so often we put things in an incubator and we just hope that it grows, and we hope that it grows at the same time that we want it to grow. And when it doesn't, we begin to question our faith. We begin to question God. And I'm seeing it now more than ever. When God doesn't show up and things don't work out the way that we thought they should, then we begin to question. We begin to question who God is, his character and his nature. And it's just like the enemy, right, to throw in these accusations about who we believe God to be. Let me just get started with these five things right off the bat. Fast food Christianity in regards to instant gratification, that God doesn't give me what I want when I want, that we allow our faith to be determined by our feelings and kind of our self-righteousness, what we believe to be right and true. Number four, we kind of put him in this category that he's our magic genie. Number five, that hope isn't a wish, it's a confident expectation. I wanted to have this just heart-to-heart conversation with you about where you are right now, because the emotions are high, things are happening, and maybe it's not happening the way that you thought they should. But that is why it's so important that our faith is not determined by our feelings. You know, when we think about a drive-thru, let's think about that fast food. We go up and we order exactly what we want. When we get to the window, we get exactly what we ordered. And if we don't get what we ordered, we get what? We get frustrated. We sometimes get angry depending on the day. Maybe it's not what you wanted, but maybe they forgot to give you something. You got everything that you wanted, but they forgot your favorite sauce. Ugh, I mean, when you go to Chick-fil-A and you forget that Chick-fil-A sauce, it's just, you can't eat the nuggets the same, right? We do this in our walk with God. We go through the drive-thru, which would be our prayer, the time that we spend with God. And we start to make our requests known. We start to have this conversation. And then some time passes, right? We turn that corner in the drive-through, and now we're maybe waiting to get our food. But what's the wait time? Typically 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. I know that they try to keep their drive-through line time down, but it's typically 2 to 3 minutes. And we take our faith in this same way. God, when are you going to show up? If you don't show up, then I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And then we might not say that, but we'll actually take it into our own hands. So we take our faith and we make it about us. What we believe to be right, what we believe to be true, what we believe should be done, our view of justice, our view of love and kindness and goodness and gentleness, instead of the Bible being the ultimate truth that we stand on, instead of God's word being the thing that penetrates our hearts and goes, oh, no. Okay, this didn't happen the way that I thought, but I can praise him in all things. I can give thanks in all things. What I want us to be careful is that we don't give thanks for all things, because not all things are from God. But we can give thanks in all things, no matter the timeline, no matter, you know, how fast you think it should happen or what you think should happen. Our hope, our confident expectation is in Christ. We get to rest there. That is where we get to settle. I'm writing a Know Your Worth study right now at the time of this recording in 2020. And as I'm writing this Know Your Worth study, it's taking me back to the beginning. Back to the beginning of the creator God. God was not created. He is the creator. It says that he created all things. That means all things. He is the creator, not the created. That means that he lives outside of time and space, not in our little bubble. And when we go to bed at night and when it gets dark and when it gets light, he created all of that for us. Many people would say, well, why did he create us last then? Why were we the last thing on his mind when he created us in the beginning? Well, I like to challenge you and say, well, actually, he created everything for us. He didn't want to bring us on this earth without a world, without light, without nature, without the animals to eat and the berries to pick and the things that we would need to survive. He created us because he loved us. He created us last, but first in mind. He said, what will my children need? And he created it all for you. And then he rested. After he created you, he rested on the seventh day. We didn't enter this world into work. We didn't enter this world into striving. We didn't enter this world into making it about us. It was about the Father and entering into rest. Then we went in to work, but not work from a place of about me, not from a place of, you know, what achievements can I have and how fast can I make something happen and how can I maybe control this situation and start to, I mean, right now we are just filled with so much pain in our hearts and it's moving and it's creating bigger things. And that's what I always say about not letting your emotions run from you because they will run you. And it's so important that we go, okay, I have this pain, but what does God's truth say about my pain first? Because I don't want my faith to be about fast food. I don't want to make my requests, go up to the window and maybe get what I need. And then if I don't get what I ordered or requested, I don't want to be upset. Because I want to believe that we believe in a God of good endings. Good endings. Where is your faith today? Where is your hope being placed? Here is something that the Lord also keeps just pressing on my heart. When it comes to your beliefs, when it comes to how you view God, when it comes to the nature of God, how much of what you think, what you process, and what you believe is actually your thoughts with God? Meaning, the thoughts that you have, are they actually yours or are they thoughts that you've gotten from somebody on social media? Because people on social media, the news, papers, wherever it is, people are feeding you something. They're giving you their opinion of something. Now, in that midst of that opinion, they want you to believe something. Again, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be you listening to me right now because my hope is that you would not live in the fast food lane. Because typically fast food, it's not even really that healthy for us most of the time. I mean, maybe Chick-fil-A because we always say that's Jesus's chicken nuggets, right? But really, when we think about it, it's fast, it's food. But what's the quality of that food for us? What's the quality of the nourishment of that food for us? It is the same way with our faith. The quality, the nourishment of the word. So what thoughts are actually yours that you've created around whatever it is that you believe? Is it your best friend that keeps telling you all these different, you know, opinions? Or again, is it the TV, the news, a podcast? Is it a book? Is it, what is it? And is it your own thought? Because we live in a world of instant gratification and our attention span is just getting shorter and shorter. And we're allowing our faith to be determined by our feelings. And if our feelings don't line up with what we think, and then when we don't see with our physical eyes what we believe or what we feel should happen, we begin to question. We were never meant to live on this earth based upon our feelings. Scripture never tells us to follow our hearts. It tells us to set our mind on things above. It tells us how to think, because the heart doesn't know what the mind doesn't know. So the mind has to be the thing that leads the heart, because you know what happens with the heart? Pain really messes with our feelings. And unresolved pain or healing that needs to happen, it can only begin to compound over time. If we don't heal those places in our hearts, the lens of which we view this world will be our pain. It will not be the goodness of God. It will not be the things that God has done or the faithfulness of God. It will be everything that he did not do that you thought he should have done. Because we have an enemy and we're giving way too much credit to him. And we're forgetting what he really has come to do here on this earth, which is we get that perfect example from John 10:10, kill, steal, and destroy. Is he destroying relationships in your family based on opinions of each other? How can we communicate effectively? How can we understand each other from a place of love? And we can read in the love chapter in Corinthians about what love is. That's how we know love, and we can only love because he first loved us. What does it look like to have a faith that withstands a storm, that withstands the rain? And then the Lord gave me this visual. We were traveling away this weekend, and I just kept thinking about the rain and how we provided umbrellas. Somebody invented umbrellas to keep us dry from the rain. And I just kept thinking about the storms of life, or when it feels like those rainy days. But the word of God is an umbrella. It's that protection. You can read in Psalms where it talks about that God is their refuge, their shelter, talks about him being their salvation, where they dwell. Although in the Old Testament, we see the tabernacle being where God rested in his place. And it was a physical place, right? Where the Holy of Holies, it was only the very special priest that could go in there. But in the New Testament, we become that temple. It's no longer this physical place, although we have the church and the church body, but we in our body become the church. Think about what you're thinking about. Think about, are these my thoughts or are these somebody else's thoughts? And then when these thoughts come, are they based on the word of God? When these feelings come, am I getting upset and wanting to respond because they're not happening as fast as I'd like them to? Fast food Christianity. What can I do for God so that he can do for me? Remember that Jesus said, it is finished. God created, said everything was good. It's already done. It's already done. Now we get to live on this earth and walk out the process of God's will for his people. But we partake in that. We get to partake because we have a free will. We get to make choices that lead us down specific paths. Now, can he redirect us and get us on these paths? Absolutely. But he is the guide. But we also get to choose. Where is your heart today? Where is your heart? What thoughts are you thinking? Do you find yourself getting so upset because things aren't happening as fast as you'd like them to? Where is your hope being placed? Is it being placed on people, jobs, this world? Just check in with yourself. This is what I want us to do today, is just take a few moments. Where am I putting my hope? Where am I putting my salvation? Where am I putting my trust? Where am I putting my focus and attention? Because it's good to be aware of what's happening around us in our relationships, friendships, in the world, but how do I pay attention and respond with goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control? How is the word of God changing you from the inside out versus us taking what we believe is right and picking, cherry picking scripture and avoiding all the truth. Because it's either all truth or no truth. And that's what's really hard for many of us when it comes to the fast food Christianity. And many of us have been taught wrong about the character and nature of God, especially Old Testament, New Testament. But I just want to encourage you today, and I'm going to end with this. Check in with who's influencing you. Are these thoughts your own? Or are these thoughts just formed because you've been getting so much feedback on social media that you don't even know what is your thoughts anymore? Or what are your thoughts anymore? Check in with yourself. I'd love for you to come join me in this conversation over on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. I'd love for you just to DM me, come say hi, but most importantly, how did this episode maybe challenge you? Because here, again, the Father is sharing with me things that I'm here to share with you. I mean, I'm asking myself the same question. Are these thoughts my own? And where did these thoughts come from? Am I putting my faith in this incubator, and am I going through the fast food line and making these requests and they're not happening, and then I'm getting upset because I didn't get the order and that I had placed? And how's my heart? And I wouldn't be challenged if I didn't also challenge you. That's your charge for today. Come follow me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, but also I'm going to include the link for the Know Your Worth study that I mentioned earlier in this episode. That's in the show notes below. Again, you'll be able to find that at jessicahoddle.com/ Know Your Worth study. It will be in the show notes. It's going to be still a little bit wild, but you're going to be able to get on the wait list, and it's going to be a free resource. I've had it requested many times since my book Know Your Worth came out almost 5 years ago, which is crazy to think about. But the Know Your Worth study can go along with the Know Your Worth book or just completely separate. And that's what I wanted. It takes us back to the beginning, our identity, and it answers very specific things. And you can learn more about that by going to the waitlist. And on that page, you're going to read about what each week stands for, what I talk about, and the feeling that I address. So again, that'll be in the show notes below. And thank you so much for just taking the time to leave a rating and review. Again, it just helps other women know what this podcast is about and be encouraged in their own walk with God to know that they're not alone. P.S. One more thing. If you've ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough, then my best-selling book, Know Your Worth, is for you. If you knew what you were worth, would you settle for anything less? It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, your body, relationships, or your finances. You will discover gems to apply in your own life as I take you through my own journey of how I was able to overcome the unthinkable by realizing my worth wasn't tied in the things or people, but to God. In this book, I really walk you through the how-to of stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain. Find the tools you need to be successful in life. Realize you are beautiful just the way you are. Refuse to settle for anything less than what's God's best for your life. And recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future.